Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan
with insurancebroker.ie
on News Talk.
Now, more and more people have been ditching desk jobs for a nature-focused lifestyle. Tom Butler is a finance guy who's really a rebellious hippie at heart, I believe. Tom, are you there?
I am. How are you, Anna?
Are you happy enough with that intro?
Sure, I think. Certainly my sister would agree with that, but anyway.
So tell us, you're working in finance, and what happened?
I had my dream job, which was helping other people grow their businesses, small and medium-sized businesses. And this was back in, 30 years ago nearly. I was in Bangkok. We had a great lifestyle. I married a couple of children. And one day, I guess I at least thought I'd been percolating for a long time, like years. And one day I'm looking out from the balcony of the penthouse suite, and I look down at the building site next door to me, and there are the lads who are building the next block of flats or skyscraper, bathing in the tin bucket and sending money to their impoverished families up the street. And I start asking myself, how is this? How can this be? This can't be right. And I was part of that system, being an investment manager. And I kind of decided to roll the dice and try and look for answers, go back to Ireland, the family home, find out about what that was all about. We had a little patch of land, and I wanted to get closer to that. So if I took responsibility for it, I'd know what I was doing. But also to find answers, you know, can we balance ethics and economics ethics and environment with the economic drive, you know, to pay the bills, to pay the rent. And so I jumped off the train. I dragged my family with me. They didn't know what was happening. They've nearly recovered. And we came back to Ireland. We lived in a cold, damp cottage for a little while before I was able to move into my parents' house. We've done organic growing. We make hay. We've done logging. But we also do a little bit of sort of country cottage. We've also try and give advice. My wife, Pam, is a yoga teacher. She's been doing that for 30 years. And we've sort of been really lucky, I would say.
This is Ballon Temple, Tom. Is that right?
That's right.
Where is that now?
That's right. That's in County Carlow.
Okay.
It's very near the borders of Wexford and Wicklow. It's an old estate that's been in the family for a long time. So there's a lot of sort of public history associated with the family. And I needed to come to terms with that as well. But I've been really lucky. We have been really lucky because we've survived in this, you know, remote place. You know, people come down and they say, oh, this is really nice. I didn't know it existed, because the drive itself is, you know, this dirt track down into the woods. And the cottage is the old gardener's cottage. We've got a leaking roof, but we live with that because we're out in the middle of nowhere. We wake up in the morning, we hear the birds singing, we go and chop a few logs, and hopefully we can make ends meet by bringing some cash in. But we only do that because of the community we live in, and that's what's so rich, and that's what I found in the countryside. I have friends that, without even blinking, put out a hand and help. And this year was a very difficult year in some ways, because I went to help somebody abroad, and I wasn't even on site most of this year. So I couldn't do the haymaking, which is something, you know, we make small square bales for the community. And I told a friend of mine, Noel, and he just says, don't worry about that, Tom. Me and Paddy will take care of it. So two friends of mine went out, they baled the field, they cut the field, they rode the field, they baled the field, and they sold the hay for me. And you don't find that kind of love in the city.
Yeah, it's a community and it's hands-on. So you thought you'd live off the land. It's now become holiday cottages. It's an organic farm, and obviously it's grown. Are you making ends meet? Does it work financially as well? Because I suppose it needs to for any family.
Well, it does. We get help. We've managed to bring up four children, and one of the reasons I went off to help some other people was because they are now gone. My youngest is 22, and they've survived in the system. It's not easy, but I would say that what we did was really push the envelope out, because it wasn't just, it was more for me to answer that question. And so we tried a lot of different things, including the growing food, and we still do that at home and harvest our own wood. We started to do slabbing so that we have planks, which are much higher value added and things like that.
Of course. So there's so many different elements. Let me just bring in Linda from Killarney, because she's done something similar as well. Are you there, Linda?
I am indeed, Anna. Thank you.
Tell us about the shift, the pivot.
So I suppose it was about 13 years ago when my mother-in-law read us an article about glamping, and it was at a point in our lives where we were both working full-time. I was expecting our second child, and we just happened to be lucky enough to have a really, really idyllic setting here just outside Killarney. And it was a big gamble and experiment at first, where we placed one bell tent on the grass and saw what would come of it. And thankfully, there was great demand and interest. And like Tom, we had every hand on deck from family and friends, painting fences, all sorts in the beginning. But luckily, 13 years later, we've grown it into one of Ireland's leading glamping destinations. And we're about to expand into a second site at Killarney Racecourse. So it's been an absolute roller coaster, but one that finally is one where we can take a breath and look back and go, gosh, a lot has been achieved. But again, with a lot of support along the way.
Of course, and you need full commitment for something like this. But with glamping, I think timing is everything, isn't it? Because, you know, in the last few years, it's everywhere. It's so popular. It's so trendy. So you need to get it right. You need to communicate the message to the right audience, and you need to do it at the right time. Would that be fair?
That would be very fair. And I think the benefit we had is that my husband was the brains behind the units that we designed here. So we were able to kind of come up with something very unique as regards the type of glamping unit we have on site. And I think another kind of selling point has been that we've done everything as locally as we can, using local suppliers as much as possible. We have got a sports hall floor going into our new units at Killarney Racecourse. So we have been repurposing and trying to be as sustainable and as unique as we can in our offering, which is something that hopefully will set us apart in the glamping industry, because it is becoming, as you say, it's quite a lot of places springing up and some wonderful options there, thankfully, in Ireland now.
Are you there, Linda?
I am.
Oh,
I
sorry.
Am indeed, sorry.
I thought you... I was just about to say, it's Killarney, beside Killarney Racecourse, which I've been to several times. It's like something out of a movie set. It's so picturesque.
Oh,
so I can imagine your location is equally beautiful if it's in that area. The company, the website is Killarney Glamping. Is that right?
It is indeed, killarneyglamping.com. And the racecourse site will open later this year. And you're dead right. You have panoramic views of the Killarney Mountains, but you're also less than a 5-minute walk from Killarney Town. So we're very, very blessed with that. And our existing setting is very close to Killarney as well, but it's on the banks of the River Flesk, so you feel you're a million miles away at the same time.
Of course, you're getting a proper escape. It was a brave move and it's paid off. I'm delighted to hear it. It's a very positive story. We have Dr. Carl Fulham on the line as well. Carl, can I ask you, in terms of people who have desk jobs and can't necessarily, you know, turn to nature or take these wonderful opportunities up, is it terribly bad for you to be sitting at a desk 9 to 5?
God, you've made me very jealous hearing all these stories.
I know, me too.
In myself. No, look, I think that, look, this is a reality that a large number of the population have to work at desks, some 9 to 5, some 9 to 7 and 8.
Yeah.
And certainly it's non-conducive to a good lifestyle, but there's means and ways. I think, thankfully, the whole functional wellness space has come so far, and particularly post-COVID, that people are far more aware of, I suppose, being sedentary, not just with your work, but generally in life. So from that perspective, you don't want to be at the desk straight 9 to 5. And, you know, it could be as simple as when you're taking calls, which so many people do, you pop in the AirPods and you walk around the desk, or you get up and down. If you need to pull up presentations, certainly you have to be at the desk for a period of time. You know, on lunch breaks now, we see it all the time. People are coming in their ASICs and their runners into work. And, you know, they pop on their rolls or their shoes when they head up to the office itself, and people are always out and about now. So, you know, you've got your lunch break and you've got your tea break where you can be out and doing a few laps out of the office or around the house if you do work from home. So from that perspective, there's many ways to make it more healthy, which I think that's the key piece here. It's not just kind of deciding, right, my job is sedentary and I will be sedentary. And then, you know, before you start your day or where you end your day, I would always have advocated with my patients, particularly if they were doing rehabilitation exercises, that, you know, do it the second you walk in the door, or just dump the bags, or, you know, dump the briefcase and then just get straight in, do your little warm-up, which might be 10 minutes of a walk. And if you're not having an injury, then you go out and you try and do 20 minutes of a walk or 30 minutes of a walk, because I know most people are coming back to chaos, be it kids or you know, cooking the meal or whatever that might be. But try as much as you can. You know, there's great little tools like park the car a little further away, you know, get off the bus a few stops earlier,
take the stairs
on the way in or the way back.
It's how you balance up your day, isn't it?
100%.
Carl, thanks very much for joining us. Tom Butler is in Carlow, that's ballintemple.com is his website as well, and Linda is Killarney Lamping, and thanks to all three of you for taking part.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan
with insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.